faith of the Zman, of the official Zman. We're learning about Harchokos. Harchokos. So, Harchokos begins, for those who have a Shulchan Aruch, we'll start at the with the Tosfos on the Lamed Amud Aleph, the first line of the Maror Makomos. And the reason we're starting there is because there are references in certain of the Svarim of a distinction between various days within the amount of time that the woman is prohibited to her husband in terms of the Harchokos. So we have to discuss historically and halachically where this comes from and if it has any impact on us whatsoever. So we begin with a Tosfos of Naflama Naman Aleph, where there's a discussion in the Gemara of called Tvila Bizmana Mitzvah. The last line before the Mishnah, Tvila Bizmana Mitzvah. So you do say it, you don't say it. Now Tvila Bizmana Mitzvah means over and above the obvious need for a tevila in the mikveh for the woman to be with her husband and to have a child. That's ideally the result of them being together. We know it doesn't happen every time, but ideally. And being together is itself important. So the mitzvah of onosa lo yigra, sima chesishto. But there could be an independent obligation to go to the mikveh in the earliest possible time, bismana. That's called Tefillah Bezmana Mitzvah. So the question, do we pass in that way or don't we pass in that way? The very last line of the Sukkah says, V'lo Arminon, Tefillah Bezmana Mitzvah. Earlier the Gemara said, Shema Minah, Tefillah Bezmana Mitzvah. So Tosu says, Kach Posek Rabbein Natan, you pass in like Beishama and Beishilam. V'tema, the Peshitta of the Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda, Yomad Lo Polig Alei Beishama and Beishilam, and the last line of the Sukkah says, Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda says, we don't pass it. U'maisa B'choyom, watch this now. She'ein l'chayisha tovelas b'zman tefilas nida, v'lo b'zman tefilas shomeres yom keneged yom, v'zava. Whoa. Opening day, back in August. Anyone remember that far back? Who remembers that far back? We spoke about these three levels, right? Nida, shomeres yom, and zava. Zava means zava gedola. And there are three different times when a woman's supposed to go to the mikveh. Let's just review very, very briefly. By Torah law, we're going to read it next week. Not much, next week's parsha. Next week, it's all next week's Parsha, right? In Parsha's Mitzorah. There's a discussion of Anita. If she starts seeing Dam on a Sunday, so she has to keep the prohibitions only for 1 week, Sachakol, if she saw less than 1 week, and she goes to the mikveh on Motzi Shabbos. Nobody does it anymore. Now I do that. The first day we had Shir. Chumah de Rav Zera, you have to have Shiv in the Kiyum. What's Shomer Yom Keneged Yom? I mean, if she saw, let's say, she started seeing last Sunday. She's, let's say, next Sunday. So next Sunday, Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. She has to check, make sure the day is clean. And in addition, such a situation, the woman goes to the mikveh in the morning. Zava gedola. She has to have what's called Shiva Nakim. We always the mach. Everyone says Shiva Nakim. Her time to go to the mikveh, in theory, is in the morning. Right? Of course, according to almost all Rishon, except for the Balamor, no one goes in the morning anymore. Not allowed to. The Balamor has his own opinion. The Balamor says what's not allowed by day is the beer, but you can go to the mikveh by day, but no one holds that way, Lamaisa. So Tosis is saying a triple whammy. No one goes to the mikveh on time. Not after Nida, not after Shomer Shom, not after Zava. With a Perek Basra, the Samach Zayin, Nami Amar Bichdi Ha'idna Kulu Savik Zavas Shavinu, Nitvulinu B'yamama the Zayin. Mashmash lo hayu tovna bayom b'shum pam. Gets the Balamor. So that we don't have tefillah. So what do you tell me? Tefillah b'zman a mitzvah. It's ridiculous. Clearly, paskin tefillah b'zmana is not a mitzvah because they don't go on time. Okay, that's what it says. Fine. Against whom? Rabbeinu Chananel. Against Rabbeinu Chananel. Very nice. Against Rabbeinu Chananel. It's interesting. Are we on now? Or almost on? Not yet. Well, let's turn to the Shulchan Aruch. I want to show you some Aramakomos on the screen, but let's open. You all have a Shulchan Aruch? Oh, I forgot to tell you. Why don't you look on somebody? I should have waited. Plenty of Shulchan Aruch downstairs. We're going to open the Shulchan Aruch to Siman Kuf Sadi Hey. Kuf Sadi Hey. Mm-hmm. So the very beginning, the Shulchan Aruch starts with an obvious halacha in Kuf Tzadi Hei, that Chayav Adam Lifrosh Meishto be made Tumasa Asher Tisbor V'Tidbo, that you have to stay away from your wife until she goes to the mikveh after Shiva Nikiyin. Fine. Very nice. It's obvious. And the Shulchan Aruch goes on to say, look carefully, the Ramoach, she says, could be a whole year later. Oh, thank you. A year can pass, but if you didn't go to the mikveh, you're still a full nidah. To the shachas, a cryptic comment in Os Aleph. Kolomar, af bimei libuna, kol din nidah yeshla, kaditza the poskim and mevia beis Yosef. What does it mean, yimei libuna? Let's understand the very important term. Yemei Libuna. I guess you see a Gemara in Shabbos. I don't know if you saw it yet, but it's a very important term. Yemei Libuna. What does it translate? What does Lavan mean?
White.
So Libuna means her white days. White days, you know. There are red days when she sees down, and there's there are white days when she doesn't see down. What does that mean? Does that mean, let's say for argument's sake, she started seeing down on Sunday, okay? She saw Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Today's Thursday. Nothing. She sees nothing today. It means today is a white day. I mean, it's in point of biological fact, it's a white day. She's not seeing anything. Would that be called Yemei Libuna? What do you say? Yes or no? Okay. Sarnas is golden. Very good. What does it really mean? What it really means is as follows. I think it's worthwhile for us to look in the Sidrei Tahara, since you will have it in the back, in Simen Kuf Tzadi Hei Sifkot and Aleph, and see if he explains what the Shach means. What's he driving at? Quotes the Shach. And he adds, Shum Delechorei Anir Medivei Rach for Rashi be Maseches Ksubis, she yesh lahakal be Libuna Yosef be Meini Dusa. Why? He gives it these are all on the Mar Makomas in the next Chalakim, but gives some comic attractions. And Ksubis Samach Aleph it says the Visu the Shmuel the Machlef lo biyada the Smol. Shmuel's wife, she did something or other, and she was a nida with her left hand. Pirish Rashi be Mei Libuna. Rashi in Suma Samachal says when in her red days she wouldn't even do that, but in her white days she would do something with her left hand. Lachi kasa the shach acha tidbo kolama afi me libuna called in the yeshla ken kasa poskim ken kasa tosa sham the af Rashi sviro lehachi she ein lechalek, there's no distinction. El omra benu tam, ah, now it's hitza. Shirigilos litvol achar zayin leriyak sheposekes. Whoa, 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 whoa. The woman saw blood on Sunday morning, and she stopped bleeding sometime this week. Says the Rabbi Natan, the custom was she would go to the mikvah on Motzi Shabbos, which is the Torah law. Was she with a husband? No way. It's a chumah de Rav Zeira. You have to wait for Shiva Nikim. You have to wait 4 more days, 5 more days, as the case may be. But she went to the mikveh in effect twice. Twice. Good for the mikveh, right? The income of the mikveh. Hey, we double the mikveh's income. Maybe we should reintroduce that in Riverdale, no? Because it's hard times financially. I'll have them go twice. Chas v'sholom. Chas v'sholom. Okay? Let's see again. Lo asura hashta l'midrabanan. Once she went once, she's only a surah midrabanan. So therefore, they will make it. We'll do something with left hand, which they wouldn't do at all beforehand. Avizman hazeh she'ein regilus litpo l'arachat zayin nekiyin ein chiluk ben yemeinis limei libun k'daminim b'mesech l'shabbat avsam avdalet v'nidosa tehei all the time until she goes to the mikvah v'chein he b'toysus b'mesech l'shabbat av yudgim l'beis b'rush b'mesech l'shubis. Oh, because of shom atam shalat tefila shebisov zayin l'riyosa, why did they go to the mikvah on Shabbos? To pay the mikvah lady twice? Hoya litaharos. What does taharos mean? for laws of ritual purity and impurity, which we don't observe that anymore today. We don't keep any laws of Tumah and Tara nowadays, but apparently at one time they were doing it. There was a point in time, according to this understanding, that they would keep 7 days total for Taros, but they would keep 12 days with respect to the husband. They kept track of everything. In other words, we now say, when people get mixed up, we don't keep cheshbon anymore, but in those days they kept cheshbon. And they kept cheshbon 7 days for Nida, for the purpose of Taurus, and they would wait 12 days, let's throw the number out, for her husband. Wow. But Tzorach Lomar, the Mashakosav HaRosham, for Zelashono, Sheregil and Litbo Lacha Zayin Yemei Nidus, Sheposekas Kodem Shetesh Shivin Nekiyim, Bechule, Lav Davka Kodem Shetesh Shivin Nekiyim. No. Doesn't mean, let's say she saw from Sunday to Thursday, and they went to the mikvah on Thursday. That's ridiculous. That's literally a wasted gesture. To go to the mikvah on Thursday when she saw the thing on Sunday accomplishes absolutely zero. Doesn't mean that. To the times there, I feel his chilis was ksas ayin nekiyim, kon shal aros, rak mitzas yom shal kol shal shomul o zayin yomim, achat chilas viyosa, hoysa tovelas. The Ratz Lomar, the avkonim shal shomul o zayin nekiyim, hoysa tovelas, the letaras al chosh shul lechum with Rabbi Zeira. Reason number one, for Taurus. Uvarivosh, simetovko fei kosev otam, haide tovelas achazayin and chilas riyosa, mishun the tzvilu, the tzvilu bismana mitzvah. Oh, now you know why I showed you this whole thing. To go back to the beginning. We started a toast in Aflamid, where toast says that nobody goes to the mikvah in the right time. So the rivosh, they used to go in the right time. The average woman saw on Sunday, she'd go to the mikvah motzei Shabbos, not for Tumah V'Tara, but not Tumah V'Tara, because they pass in Tvila B'Zman HaMitzvah. I should just throw the ballot for 5 more days. Okay, too bad. But she still has to go to the mikvah anyway, because it's Tvila B'Zman HaMitzvah. Shemokhe is a Tovelas B'Yad HaChazayin L'Riyosa. Also, he's Man Tvilosa L'Din Torah and B'Doraisa. V'chein Kosa V'Aytan V'Hamonachai Perkan B'Dei Shabbos. B'Shem Rabbein Tam Zal. How do you like that? How do you like that? What an important paragraph, would you say? Very important. This is the whole background to everything. Very, very important background. Wow. Amazing. 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 It's interesting. I would like to show you historically when and why this second tefillah became butler. To my knowledge, there's nobody in the world, who does this anymore. Why not? You gain two things. One, Tvila Bezman HaMitzvah, according to that opinion. The Rach is a nobody. Called Dvar of Divrei Kabbalah. The Rach. Number two, Tumah V'Tara, whatever that's worth. Why did it stop? So I want to show you. Are we able to get rid of this thing? I'm Xing it. I can X it out. My X is not working. Can you? All right, should I quit?
Yeah.
My quit doesn't work. Neither my X nor my quit is working.
Right.
I work now. See? Patience. I want to show you a Ramban. Masechta Shabbos. On Daf Yud Gimel. The Ramban's, and that's where the sugya is found. Let's see if I can find a view. It's important that we see the Gemara. Let me show you the Gemara first. If we don't see the Gemara, links. Talmud should work. A woman came and said her husband learned a lot. She made shtem minacham arbei. And then, ma meis b'chatzi yamav. Why did he die young? You and I know there's no answer to this question. Tzadik v'ralo, no answer. Now who's speaking now? Could we say Leo Novi speaking? It's not clear who's speaking. I'll just show you, just want to see the beginning of the Gemara. Tana de Ve'elio. Is it from the Yohanavi? Not clear what this means. Tamarechot Shona Harbe, Korah Harbe, Shishmim Harbe. He died. His wife took his tefillin, came to the shul, met the medrash. Yuchayecha ve'orchemecha. My husband, why did he die young? Okay, let's go back to the next stuff. What did you just do? Sorry. Still the Ramban? Oh man, I don't need this.
Go to the other tab, the Talmud tab.
Top this.
I just do Almond Plus.
And I'll go Plus.
It links Almond Plus, yeah.
Where's Plus?
The links, and then the bottom.
Oh, I hope I don't lose the Ramban.
No, you still have it.
Oh, I still have it. So why did he die? Biti. They made it niduseh chmao etzlach. Amalei chas v'shalom. I feel the be'etzpa k'tana l'nogabi. Now what is pinky? Nothing. Zip. B'yimei li bunayech chmao etzlach. Eliyahu was a Navi, remember? Eliyahu a Navi. Ochal imi v'shasa imi v'yoshan imi b'kiruv basar v'lo olsa dato al dover acher. Amatila, this is harsh to hear. Baruch Hamokom Sharogo. Shalom Nasa Panam the Torah. Shayam the Torah. Vel Isha Vinyas Tumasalo Sikrav. Wow. What does it mean? He ate with me, he drank, we're going to see soon. Everything's going to be a problem. Even the eating and the drinking. Now, this we understand. Yoshanimi Bikir of Basar, he slept with me with. Touching flesh, does it really mean it literally? So Rav Dimi understood, Mita Chadavoy. They were in the same bed. The Marova army, Sina Mafsik Benole Beno. There was even a, who wants to translate the word Sina? What's a Sina? Anybody? Some garment of clothing, presumably. Separated them. It wasn't actual. Kira Basa literally. Nonetheless, Baruch HaMakom Sharog. Woo! Now, what was he thinking, this man? He figured, I'm going to be shot at this poor fellow, Nebuch, that died at such a young age. He must have figured like this. Presumably, my wife went to the mikveh after 7 days. So by Torah law, het the gum. It's true, we now have, we're keeping longer days than that, but that's only for beer. They never made any chumras in those extra days. And despite the fact that he read a lot of chumash, wrote a lot of Mishnah, and even listened to Tamina Chachamim, he guessed no one ever taught him that that's wrong. So therefore he paid with his life. It's a very sad story. The Ramban. Pirish, Hayodea Ava Elio Shato Satama Bekach. The Fichach Shalom came. He knew it. Avalova Meshia Shem Kula Be Liba Menidus. No. He only asked him the question because he knew Benavu, I guess, that the person had this Kula. Vindira Shazal Libunu the Achashatikan Rebbe Shimrosa Yom Echad Oshnaim Vishloshate Mona Shishavahim Veachash Shlima Shiva Yomim Vitchilas Riosa Koronos Yomei Libun Loma She'ena Yomei Nidus Shikvayotza Mehen Hey Yomei Libun the Fishem the Kim. Not after the Nakim. The Nakim can start before 7 is up. They don't call, also call you may need them. Within the 7 days of the onset of the period. They also, Talmud make up a double. They shahi chumra medivreya. He says an amazing line. The afalpi shalot tavla? What? Shalot tavla? She didn't go to the mikvah? Haya makil? Fi shaloya yodea the tfilas nida yikam and a Torah. Whoa! He didn't even know the basics. He thought, this is really a Moritz Gomer. What kind of Talmud? According to Rabbi, he didn't even know. He thought the woman is a surah for 7 days. 7 days are up? Good. I'll tell you a sad story. There are people today who hold the same way. Yeah, today. We had a case. A sad case. We're not going to the deal. We asked somebody, did they keep Taras and Mishpacha? So the woman said, yeah. So someone asked, well, did you go to the mikvah? She said, no. When we kept Taras and Mishpacha, she wasn't with her husband from the time that she saw blood for a week. So I thought she was the first person to make the mistake. Oh, Sir Talmud, according to the Ramban, made the same mistake. Almost. I guess she didn't have beer until she went to the mikvah. But along those lines, Pile ploy. Ain't a mechuber. How can it be? She hit the misha shimish tam nechom harbe pekach lo yadeh she tefilas dinim v'natar. It's ridiculous. This shot is crazy. Right? It's crazy. Chekashish and nimel tefilas dinim v'kach and nidos at tutama b'mayim ken zkenim v'rishon and the mukvilo and samach dalim will see lo tikcho v'lo tiskashish v'mine tzivonim. They use the same pasuk that tebe nidos, she shouldn't be so dressed up in her nidatar. Tefillah neither may know. How do you know? Avon nira leish. Tefillah neither may know. Zavim afresh. Zavim afresh. Zavim afresh. Bezav dechziv. Ish ki yeh zavim. So next week's parsha. Rabosai, we are discussing next week's parsha already now. I get a credit. Okay? V'chula parsha de tumma. V'chziv v'chi yitar. Azav mizovo. V'safalo. V'rochas b'mayim. V'rochas b'mayim chayim v'toyer. We think mayim chayim is a kind of seltzer that we drink from the Satmar Hashkoch, Mayim Chaim. What is Mayim Chaim really? Spring water. A Zav can't go to our mikvahs. Let's go to spring water. Spring water. There were those who claimed that a Zava has to go to spring water too. Believe it or not, Tashita exists in Rishonim, in Goyinim. We, of course, don't hold that way. Kshabakosel, the forest, the need of a Zava, Ksiv. V'isha ki siya zava da miya zava kaloma tumas hazav beloven, the same as in a man, a certain kind of disease, something white comes out of his organ. V'azava ba'oden, she's obviously red, she's female. Uchsiv v'safra la v'achar titar v'tar ha'mur lina hazav l'mala zel nami pshuto shamikra. Whoa, he wants to say that pshuto shamikra is you need Mayim Chaim. As a matter of fact, there are those who are a chumra. We'll get to it. I don't know if we'll get to it. Bina Kroka Diksiv. That an ideal order should follow the psukim as they stand, even though Chazal dash differently. They would require the chatchila for women to go to a mayim. And then now the newest chumra and the block. You see to it, you have spring water in your mikvah. Yeah, they dig deep down. Very deep down, they find a spring, and they make the mikvah the spring water. Have you heard that? Who ever heard it? Raise your hand. They have it in Washington Heights. Where do they have it?
Muncie. They don't have
it. Try. Muncie, they have it.
I think that they have to have mine in Muncie. I don't think they were looking for it.
You can bump into it, right? Yeah. Anyway, watch this. Yeah. Well, the bats keep going. Umash Amru. Where did they get it from? Maybe the Mayim Chaim. Where goes going in? Efshe Sharo Ribu because of Min V'Achar Titor Min Mokom Acher. He's not even sure Rambam. But it's enough in a Tosefta, I believe, in Megillah. Avol Tvila V'Fureshesi U'V'Haimim Mekomas B'Tor Kein Shekos V'Tom Ador B'Tor Ven K'Zu V'Rochas B'Mayim. And they made him an Amma Fureshesi Shekos V'Tom V'Rochas B'Tor B'Mayim V'Tom Ador And Tuba Porachas. Impossible. Rabbi Kiva says, "Tevin idos actually yotov b'mayim." Mashmuli the high as horo the isha shtei niskeres the idosa temruchakas marchekas atzma umisnado mibala umitaris. In the old days, kol yemei nidusa. V'hai de kama yotov b'mayim lishna bialma kol yemei nidusa actually titar. Uvaloshin Rishon shows the Kainim of Rishon and Tanya Nami, lo tikko lo tifkos at your tov of a mayim, vizurayle vareinu. Doesn't really mean, it means till you come to her. Vyesh litchos velomar, watch this, almost done. Shetvila shepeparsha shamar ni letaros hi, avalabala, om de Rabbi Akiva. Maybe it's correct that it's the base of the Mar Shabbat Samagdal for a husband, you derive from Teh Benidasa, even though from Taras it's derived the Pashas Mitzorah from other Psukim. Omid Darshina, Ach B'meinida Yischata, Mayim Shenida Tov Elispem. The Gamze Enam Ischaver. He's suggesting a possibility, a split. Gentlemen, we spoke about this once before. The Reform movement said one of the first things was to get rid of the laws of ritual purity. That's not apply anymore. There's no Tumah V'Tahara anymore. It's ridiculous. We know Tumah V'Tahara. Crazy. No? We pointed out that there are two parshas. Next week we read in Parshas Mitzorah, Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, and in both the following week in both parshas, Achimos and Kedoshim, is an Issur Nidah L'Baila, which seems to be unrelated to the Tumah of Parshas Mitzorah. And that's, he suggested, unrelated. The fact that a woman has to go to the mikveh for tumah purposes is learned in Parshas Mitzorah, that she has to go for labala purposes is derived some other way, either based on the Gemara in Shabbos of all places, Teh Benidasa, or a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The meaning is chata mayim shenidim is tovah, so much tefilas kelim is derived indirectly that way. But still, possibly wouldn't know. How is it possible? It's not even true. He thinks presuming that Baal and Taras go together. We spoke about it once before, how much they go together or not, exactly. Remember, we had by Poletus, right? That was the Rive and Sitra. Poletus only problem with Taras, not the Baal. I mean, we had to discuss it a little bit in the past. Well, become a Gom, Eevshel, the Shabbos, you shouldn't know. And the Farash and Toveles, back to what we just said before. Hoy, so Yishtel, the Sophie, may do so, shall Torah. Fisher, make a Luporet, Ginnah, shall Chachamim. The Shachon Nachash, she called the Vran Kagachle Eish, Chen Befurish Besefer Ayosha. Rabbi Natan, right? Rabbi Natan is the one who said it, right? The Yesh Omim, the Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom Mushinik Yom Elibun, Hayom Mekel the Fish Shosha Bialma, the Shemel Otira, the Lotavali de Ziva, the Sof Dovash Lokahoga Nasa Remasha Osadov, Avalosh and Mishni Osanachon, Shaat Vezeb. And Tavla B'Sheni, Enuel Atar B'Sra, Afila B'Tashmish. Oh, watch this. The Efshar, the Mishum Chumra, the Masal de Kulihi, the Batlua, the Tfilusa, B'Taras Achronim, Umishum Taras Nogabat Chilo. The last line I was wanting to show you. We no longer do it. I took chumrah. What's the chumrah? Why is it a chumrah? Either a chumrah the taras was one we would be somehow taras hakodesh b'smanazeh, or a chumrah for the rachshit the tefilas b'man mitzvah. They will mevatel it. You know why? Chumrah the masil de kulahi. The shach says in the klali harah, every chumrah leads to a kul. Here's a case in point. The poor person paid with his life. They had the chumrah to go to the mikveh twice. And he was therefore make a more after the first tefillah, even though she was not a fully Torah Lebaila, and he died. For this reason, I said before the word chas v'sholom. Chas v'sholom to allow a woman to go to the mikveh twice. Only machmir, machmir. No way, Jose. Absolutely not. No. No. When they had taras proper, perhaps they had no choice. But when we no longer have taras, that's not a concern. And the chumrah of tefillah, bizmana, mitzvah, we don't hold from anymore. Maybe we hold it in the modified form as we'll get to it, Mr. Shem. So therefore, it's not allowed. For the very same reason, I'm going to show you a tshuvas harivosh. Very important. Very important tshuvah. Where is it? Rivosh. Tshuva Sarivash, very interesting tshuva. Fascinating. Okay, there. Okay. Someone asked him a question. We discussed this about, I think, the first, very beginning. It says in the Torah, Vel Isha Benidas Tumasa, Lusik of the Gala Sarivasa. We'll read it. Not the Shabbos, not next Shabbos, in 2 weeks from Shabbos. Okay, we'll still be in session. Okay, our last Shabbos is an official session before the Pechina. Pechina is in 3 weeks from today. So I'm going to give an advance warning. And then we're going to start other inyanim after Lag Bomer. Fine. Im nema al kolisha nida bein ishel bein pnuya. What a risque question. Is there an Easter of nida by a pnuya? Amen. There's another Easter by a pnuya. What are pnuya's Easter? Is it self an Easter? What's he asking this question for? But he tells you his name. I would have kept the name out. Okay, that's such a question. He has a name. I never heard of the name until a few years later, but gives you his name. Imu Kain, Echlo Iskiro Dabazeh, Harashva, Taras Abayas, Arrive Bali Anefesh, Kilifil Shonim, the only Lord Dibra, the Beishla Shaladam, Bech Murgo, the Fikol Adam, Plonis Punia of Materis, Chamazal Echi Nichlus Shum Kadesha Baolam. What's going on? How did the rabbis allow a prostitute? Kimistam and Materis Atzma. Who said they allowed a prostitute? Have I showed you Sefer Akedah? Did I show it to you?
Yeah.
Go on the internet. When did the Rivash live? Where? And when did the Akedah live and where? You'll see. Let me know.
100 years
ago.
The Rivash was 1390, and the
Akedah
was 49.
Okay. I'm not an expert in history. I can't guarantee that they lived in the same world. Well, the Mechot could be that the was born after Rivash. I'm not sure about that. Could be they had a little. I don't know. Let me know tomorrow, okay? Let me know whenever you find out. But they were coming from a similar place. I mean, Spain, Mallorca, that's a different. Where's this? Where's Oshka? Do you know where Oshka is? Go on the internet. Where's Oshka? That's where he's writing from, no? You'll let me know that too. And the history's book. He's implying here that certain rabbis, Zal, who already passed away, allowed a Kadesha? Huh? The Echlo Tiknu Shem Tikun or Shem Gedesh or Tabak Pnuya, Peshlo Yikoshlu Barabim, Acha Shabo, Leonish Kores, Venogea Beth Bektanachai Malkus. We'll see, that's not showing up. The Bishta Bulvara Kosta Medaber, Hukshu the Choloshin the Rambam Zabam Mekomos. He's assuming the shayl, not such a big time with Chacham, that the Ravid and the Machlokes Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam says that a nida applies to a single woman, and the Ravid says no because he didn't say anything. And the Ravid says, "Sorry, tshuva, dover baruch is to be a nida, lo bishto bavara, lo ben bishto, ben beishes chaver, ben bepnuya." No question about it. He rattles off rice from Shas. Shas, oh, no, I don't have to spend time on this. It's obviously true. As I'm a poshet, lo nistabe ba'odah me'olam. Va'adiba bo'mosar. We should stop now, because it's just, we shouldn't even begin to have any hamamim in the country. Gamakosu ba'mastam, he should be next to Masa. Lo chilek ba'nishtu l'pnuya. Lo mel ishtecha, isha, any woman. Fine. What they read from the words kriva, little sigraf, kriva shalana, chibuk, nishuk, asurim and atorah. He passed like the Rambam. This is a machlokus, Rambam and the Rambam. This is a machlokus. For a man to have affectionate contact with a female other than his own wife, what's it then? According to the Rambam, it's a daraisa. You can get malchus in some cases. And according to the Rambam, no. There's no malchus. Fine. He's having this affectionate contact in public where there's not going to be a beer right then and there. Who said won't be a beer an hour later in the hotel? I'm not sure what this line exactly means. But that's what he's saying. And he quotes a Sifra, Torah's Kohanim. Felicia, Venus, Tumasa, Lotik, Avagal, Servasa, and the Shaloy Gala, which means beer. Minai Shal Yikra. But every woman, it says twice. So we'll get to it in 2 weeks. You'll see. It says by nida lo tikrav, and it says by all arise lo tikrav. Because of a Rambam zal. Oh, shaloka zeman haTorah. For lo kaim lo krabi pedos. The yomar beperikam of the Shabbos that you give them an aleph. Lo osra Torah as a kriva shulgili arise. Aval Ramban Zal Kosla, he's not afraid to tell you the Ramban. Pesei for mitzvahs, the Sogas. Ein kan Malchus min HaTorah. A little bit of Gemara Baro. Ubrasa the Sifra, Asmachto B'Yalmo. Asmachto B'Yalmo. What's two? Let's see what two is. Horus in the bottom. Okay, not really relevant to us right now. Sorry, how do we get back?
Top.
This?
Yeah.
Okay. The yichud anida gamke pipnuya kol shehuchusuga nida osam in a Torah. Shur yichud arayis min a Torah. Okay. Nida rei kashar arayis. Fine. Uvazech hamura pnuya nida mishta nida. Of course. Sheishto nida eini asura lo lisiach edima. Shul chivu lo tzias ishto mi beso. Lo hamad shomer. Can you imagine? Everyone's wife is a nida. And the hotel business would be booming. I guess what really would happen was the man has to sleep in his medrash. You're not going to kick your wife out. He has over here the havamina. The what? Lahoti sish mebesa. Oh no, not today's world. Today's world, he'd have to go out. Lu yitzuyu, as we say. Okay? Chutz. Achosen shalom bob shemtak of Yitzray. That's the parakam of the Ksubas. And that's what happened when I had the case I told you about. With the kala staying in my house, and the chosen went out. Actually, she was a shiva, whatever. That's only a unique case. Moses says, what? Some min apakoros or apakana. Nida shor lichude ba de gavra. What? Jewish men and women are going to keep nida when they're alone in the room. They're not going to be over the. Come on, you must be kidding. Afa pnuya she'ena nida, chamuri b'mishto nida. Zibin is not midoraisa, but it's the rabban and a pnuya, a single woman who's not a nida. She's 11 years old, or maybe she's 60 years old, and she went, and it's still the rabban. Yeah? The kids. Hold on a second. I, the Rashman, the Raiva, didn't say it in this forum, on Ishtanina. Yechilna l'shnuyel abdibu behoveh. They're giving halachas forum. The Holy Raiva, the Holy Rashman, talk about the sinners who are consorting with an unmarried sex, with premarital sex, they're talking about. That's what the Gdolim are talking about. They're talking about Yisrael Kadoshim. So they're talking about a married couple, Pshita. That's what he would say. That's a simple reason. But he says, no. That's what he calls a shniu d'chiki. Hatabuki divremu l'lamed das es'om eichis nagu v'nishoseim v'tumosu v'tarosu. T'lo yutzrichen ezeh v'pnuya sh'ebiyas ha'pnuya asuri av'shalo b'meni dos adiv yorama v'zaman ha'torah yesh b'malkus kol shichin atzul l'kach. What we call, I called before, premeditated. V'rot z'lomad z'libo v'derav z'nus hei b'chal k'desha. Alpha Pish any Oshevis Bekubishal Zonos with Kiyas with the Kol. The Rabbah holds that Kadesh applies to any premeditated act outside of marriage. It's premeditated. It wasn't just when they were overcome in a last minute passion, what's called Onus of Mefata. That's not Kadesh. We read the Rabbah once in the Perek Beis of the Chusnar. But if it's premeditated, it's an Isa Daraisa. What do you tell me? Yichud, they asked it, not bia. That's ridiculous. So it's clear that he said the rabbanon for sure. Okay. Gam yesh mishomer sheish bias hapnuya isur Torah afim ein below lava lo malchus for isur asay. You want to have relations with a woman, you have to marry her first. Now, it's true. We don't hide things over here. What's it called again? Shalom Bayis organization. We didn't speak about that with the CEO. I did that. The Shugoyim. Okay. Omashib. Abzu Asar Ramam Zal Hedjut. Lotir Kim Le Melech. Kimosha Kosam Sefe Shoftim. Vadvara Matike. Kamakom Laharich. This is the Rambam Shita. And we explain it from that. I told Pshat, my Rabbi's Pshat in the Rambam. I never told you Pshat. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim. I think it's going to take me too long. I'll tell you about Peck. If I tell you, sorry, it's going to take too long to the various Rambam comments. Since the yeshiva is on Kiddushin this year, we'll tie it a little to Kiddushin. The Rambam writes that there's no heter of Pilegesh only for a melech, not lehedjo, Ella, but Omo Evriya Acha Yiyud Bilvad. That's the Rambam's referring to. Omo Evriya Acha Yiyud Bilvad. What does that have to do with a Pilegesh? So my Rebbe said a beautiful pshat. He said like this. Chas v'shalom to think that a melech has fewer restrictions than a hedyot. To the contrary, it has more restrictions. Le'yarbo l'noshim, le'yarbo l'susim, le'yarbo mitzvah, blah, 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 blah. The reason why a melech is permissible for a pilegesh is she becomes his wife. Pilegesh is without ksuba kiddushin. So if some man hangs out with a pilegesh, a concubine, for who knows how many years, she's not his wife. To become your wife, Rebosa, even if you're not learning kiddushin, anyone know the first line of Masechta Kiddushin? Anybody know? The Isha Niknis, Bekesh Shtar Bia, the Shem Kiddushin. This guy has his concubine, he doesn't want to be married to her. That causes certain obligations. He wants the best of all worlds. Okay? So, they're not married. Didn't do official act of Kiddushin. A melech has abilities of acquisition without formal kinyan. The paradigm is assets. For me to acquire an asset, that's the whole Masechta of Kiddushin's about that. No, the first parent. How you acquire an Eved Ivri and an Eved Kanani, and you have to acquire a Behema Gasa, how do you acquire the Chosim Shiesh Machrais, the Nain Machrais, the whole parents, you should, you know, that's what the parents all about. Did I tell you my story about Isha Niknes? That's what I told you? Yeah, I told you?
I don't know, from a different form.
A different form? And didn't hear this yet, the story? So I'll tell you now, the story happened this time of the year. When I was in Karen B'Avna, the story was back now 50 years, come out on the dot. So we learned Ksubis from Elul until Pesach. Then we started Kiddushin, Isha Niknes. The only thing that was a masmid a little bit, and I was learning on the bus. So I was on a bus from Yerushalayim to Karen B'Avna, and I opened the perek. Isha Niknes perek Rishon Kiddushin. It's the longest perek in Shas. Right? 40 block? Am I correct? It's the longest perek. I think so. Where I was, I don't know. So some lady sits next to me, and she asked me like this, Slicha? Okay. אפשר לשאול שאלה? כן. מה זאת אומרת האישה נקנית? So this is, you know, this is many years ago. This is today, what would happen? So I told her, it's a formalism, you know, that's a formalism that, you know, when you get married, you use the three different formalisms. Doesn't mean that the woman becomes the property of the man. That's what she was obviously was bothering her. And I was telling her the truth. It's absolutely correct. It's only a Maisa Kenyan. There's no way that the woman is considered the property, chattel of a husband. As, by the way, the Goyim thought, not such ancient times. Those who study the, you can go and find it on the internet too. But not for now. So I was quipping, that's a good thing that she didn't know the next Mishnayos. You know, I said, every nickname, every Knani nickname, Behema Gasa nickname. So, again, it's only in formalisms. It's not no comparison between the two. But even every Knani are all the same. Every Knani that does belong to you. But not every. Kona Odol Niatzmo. Tell you a secret. Quote Kona Isha. Anyone who's married knows. Kona Odol Niatzmo. Because I'll say about an every. ben benosha kavachoma when the eshes chayim. Most of the people in the room are married. Everyone's smiling. So you know that I'm telling the truth. Okay. Good. Okay. Baruch Hashem. So I just got sidetracked. So that's what. So my Rebbe said that's the pshat. A melech and as mutar bepilegash because she becomes his wife. What's the Rebbe's raya? Because the Rambam says lo yarbu l'nashim. How many? Who knows how many wives a king can have? Anybody know? 18. Right? He can have 18. Kohena v'kohena. But the Rambam writes that pilak should count. Why? It's only pilegish. No, she becomes your wife. So my Rebbe said, there's no head to pilegish for a hijab. What does that mean, achayid bilvad? What does yid mean? A man acquires an omavri. It's not really his. It's like an evidivri. It's not really yours. Right? As we said before by evidivri. But there's certain, there's a possibility of yield that through some magic formula, she becomes your wife. But what do you do? Also, machlokas balls to be shown us the kiddushin nitnu, love the kiddushin nitnu. That's it, the kiddushin. I think the Ram passed on the kiddushin, if I'm not mistaken. Anybody know? Not the kiddushin. Okay, let's assume. Huh? Love? I'm not holding by the Ram Milchos Avodim now. In any event, it comes out is that it could be that the act of yield at the time is there's no formal act of kiddushin at the time, but she becomes his wife. The whole idea of share ksusa v'nasa l'yigra comes from a omer v'yachah yield. It's pesukim in parshas mishpatim. So what's a tzad shava between a pilegish and a melech and omer v'riyah after yield to a hedjah? The same thing. What's the same thing? He becomes your wife without the formalism of the kinyanei kesef shtar bia. That's my Rebbe's pshat. Okay? So it's not the pshat, it's a kula by a melech. She becomes his wife. I'm sorry, I digress, but it's such a beautiful Dvar Torah. I didn't want to pass it up. It's right in front of our noses. It's going to the Rambam and Nuchas and Melachim. You can look it up in Nuchas Melachim and Nuchas Avodim is the yield. Sure, you'll see it, but what the Rebbe said is true. I draw my ticket. Ain't come up on Arach. The Kovakam ain't me shiyata the garment BS Pilagish. Nobody. Even those who will advocate Pilagish. Umasha Murugal Bafi Hamon Plonis Pliya Muteras. Embassy. Shimuteras Ede Nisuin. The Chemis Nus, Emazika Sabal. Umisei Vegita Nilmo. Shka Kosla Rat Muteras the Cholodam. Avalim Hem Rotsin Loma Shimuteras the garment Afilim is Nus. Shema Afilisur the Rabbanan. Tosu Biyodam. Even to look at it is a problem. Okay. True. It's true. Even though it's the Rabbanan, Godol Ovana over Bishinida Bishenanida, that's true. That's true. Even in the, not being proper. So Bishabazu is Yogal Gedal Zavashal Yesh Bakaritz, Vain Kang Shenanida. Aye, how did Chazal? Use the word Chazal? Chazal? He Nichu Shim Kadesh of Ovan Shereyena Vitaras Atzma? Cholilach Shechazal Yanichu Kadesh of Yatirua. And the Ramban writes in Pirush HaTorah, Asar lebezdin shenichu b'nos Yisrael lehaf kuratzon leishem b'nayim al haderech o b'kuba shel zonos shlizos hakol yavo. Bow and saveach al doreinu she'ein dome yofe. Odor's Baldin, the Rivash is saying in his generation, they were not so careful about this, unfortunately. Ugedole Hador Halem Yalimu Esenem, they were quiet, they allowed this to happen. Penikoshtu bene Pritzi Amenu ben Nochrios, Vitate Se Eish Umotza Kotzim Venechal Godish. It will lead to being with non Jewish women, to intermarriage. which is the bane of American society today, American Jewish society. In the non-Orthodox world, I read it, someone sent me something just yesterday, 68% is intermarriage. That's more than two-thirds. So what's going to be left of Klal Yisrael? And that's what they were afraid of. Vakdesho should be made chazal, really. Shalom b'tzod chachamim ayu. Adrabah. Hoysa gzeru shmad l'gzor alayim kain. They made a gzeru. Begozo b'tlesh b'kumushal zonos. Come, catch this line now. Believe it or not. Watch this. Nire. Should be made by what Kadeshos and Soros and the Shabbos be made in Dusan. Wow! Wow! Because this daughter told Rabbi Dashtonana, even she was never had, was forced into a kupo shozon. Are you heard by Yava? Number one, could be for Isha, it's not. We're not learning Sanhedrin this year, but it could be only, it's only the Kumva Sei. Yehor, not Tehorek, two gear sauce. Okay. Fine. Umaniflis Eich lo tiknu Masha Niflis. You asked the question. Eich lo tiknu tefillah pnuya kadesh lo yikoshu v'rabim v'yenkan mokom tema sharei kevan shapnuya asura mikomosh kasavnu. Ah, the rabbi is the famous rivash, world famous. Imoisa tovelas hoya b'michshol shu mekila b'yisura kevan shin yisura lima d'rabbonon. They couldn't have made a mistake like this. Didn't Rabbi Kiva's drasha Shabbos Amudalit? Yeah. What do you do? Tovelas Hersel Lataras Besol Fi Made Dus Shal Torah after 7 days. After that, she would count 7 days, and the Talmud was lenient somewhat after the first tefila. Yeah. They were before her mother, because her mother had to wait 2 weeks, and she had to wait only 1 week. Remember, we said that there's some women who saw 7% even today, apparently, when they're upon birth. Fine. That's number one. Old, we said the other reason. After the Tzvilu, Tzvilu is Mana Mitzvah. Both things we saw in the Sidrei Tara here. Afal pi ken kos the Ramban, al she bitlua bidoros achronim, should have chumras lekula, which I showed you. She have only day with the day mikshul lahakam with Sidrei Rabbanan. Come on, Jesus, Talmud. Oh, v'zeyesh the Tara, it's v'mashu hukshul lecha. He saw it to them, Yitzchak Rav Sheshes. For this reason, Rabbosai, the only woman who is not allowed into the river del mikvah is a single woman. This rivash is the source. The rivash said, you're not allowed to let a single go to the mikvah. So she'll threaten the rabbi. If you don't let me into the mikvah, I'll sin without a mikvah. At your own risk. Rabbis cannot give in to halachic blackmail. That's what's going on in the world today. If you're not going to be mad at this, I'll do that. Forgive the expression. Jump! Yeah. We cannot give in to this blackmail. I know in some other places, single women go to the mikvah. Not in the Riverdale. Again, the river mikvah is open for 35 years. Did anyone ever sneak in single to the mikvah? I have no idea. Can't prove otherwise, but not the mikvah. They weren't, according to the instructions given, they were not permitted to let them in. For this reason, I'm a fiery opponent of the minhag that existed in the holy places for women to go to mikvah Erev Yom Kippur. A single woman journalist was once writing about this at Lent. We had a whole discussion 20 years ago. What do you mean? It's quoted in Poskim. I said, nothing doing. Can close a mikshel. A mikvah is only for a woman to be b'tachan Torah l'bayla. I have to tell you that in some places there's a schooler for a woman who's pregnant to go to the mikvah before she gives birth, and I don't stop that. Even if I had my druthers, I would, because I was just told now there's another schooler, a woman who's unable to have a child will go to the mikveh with a pregnant woman. And should the pregnant woman go in first or should go in afterwards? It's a school having a child. If they ask me, I would only allow that if the woman does it at a time when she's required to go to the mikveh to become a terrorist to her husband. Stop kacha. Like in the new age of mikvahs. All milestones, you go to the mikveh. You get divorced, you go to the mikveh. You graduate college, or whatever, you go to the mikveh. You got a new job. I don't know what other things, whatever. All kinds of different. Your daughter's bas mitzvah, you go to the mikveh. I'm told this is the new age mikvahs. Well, I guess, at least, there's a lot of new age stuff in Riverdale, but we're trying to keep the mikveh in the old age. Somebody is helping me try to keep the mikveh in the old age mikveh. Rabbosu, we're out of time. We had a nice hakdama today. Mitzvah Hashem on Sunday, regular time, right? High noon, Mitzvah Hashem. We'll continue with these important yanavim of Harachokos. Shabbos, everybody.